That's a challenge. Anybody. I wasn't going to pray for no sick people. I was going to make a committal. But the vision's hanging over the people. God knows it. I ain't going to call on a prayer line. I'm just going to leave you sit there. How many of you people don't have a prayer card? Let's see your hand. Somebody don't have a prayer card. Do not have a prayer card. Colored lady sitting here. I see you had your hands up. Is that right? Just stand up so I can single you out just a minute. I don't know what the Holy Spirit will say. But you're looking at me awfully honest. You have no prayer card? If Almighty God would reveal to me what your trouble, I'm just doing this for a start, just to get started. You believe me to be, you know, there's nothing, there's not one good thing about me. If you're a married woman, I'm no more than your husband. I'm just a man. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And He sent His Spirit to vindicate these things. If God will tell me what's wrong with you, and you know there's no way for me to have contact with you at all, will you believe with all your heart? God bless you. Then your high blood pressure has left you. That's what you had, wasn't that right? And sit down. You just believe that one time. I challenge anybody to believe it. Look here, let me tell you something. Martha, coming to the Lord Jesus, said, give for another operated after the Father had already showed him what he was going to do. He had never operated, but she said, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. Said, but I know that even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? That's what she said. She said, yea, Lord, I believe that everything you've said is the truth. I believe you're the Son of God that was to come into the world. That's her approach, humbly. You feel different, don't you, lady? That's right. Little lady sitting right there next to you, too, suffering with arthritis and female trouble. Isn't that right, lady? Stand up just a minute. The little lady's a red dress on. You're so close, the visions come to you. Arthritis, female trouble, is that right? And here's something in your life. You got a good, straight look to you. You got a lot of worry on your life, a lot of trouble. That trouble's about your loved one. It's your husband. He's a drunkard. He won't go to church. If that's right, raise your hand. God bless you, lady. Go home now and receive your blessing. You're healed. Turns light around you. Man sitting right next to him there. You, sir, you believe with all your heart? You've lost one of your senses. That's the sense of smell. Isn't that right? Or just wave your hand. Put your hand up to your mouth like this. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you with all my heart. God bless you. Go now, you receive your healing. Have faith in God. What do you all think about it back in there? Do you believe? You're ever. There's a lady sitting right back over there in the corner. I see that light hanging over. That's the only way I can tell what about it. That light's hanging. This light right here is hanging over the lady. Maybe just a minute if I can see what it is. Did it break? The lady's suffering with a heart trouble. She's looking right to me. And her husband's sitting next to her. And her husband has got some sickness. He's just been sick, upset, sick. Isn't that right, sir? Raise your hands up if that's true. That's right, you, lady, with a little scarf there. The mister, isn't that right? Haven't you been this funny upset today? You have upset in your stomach, the man. That's right. You all believe with all your heart? Both of you? You accept it? Sir, I tell you, you too, I see you. You're in the habit of smoking. Quit doing that. You smoke cigars. You shouldn't do that. It makes you sick. Isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand like this. That's what's upsetting you. It's bad on your nerves. Throw the nasty thing away and don't do it no more. You'll get over that and be all right. Your wife's heart trouble will leave her. You believe that? Isn't that right? I can't see you from here, and you know that. But you're carrying cigars on the in your pocket, in the front. That's right. Lay your things out and put your hand over on your wife. Tell God that you're through with that kind of stuff. You'll go home well. You and your wife will get well.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord
God.
Jesus.
Holy to God.
You believe with all your heart?
Hallelujah.
This little lady sitting here looking at me here. You know, you're on the front seat here, sitting right here. A little lady's looking at me, sitting right there. You don't you have a prayer card, lady? Right here. Now, you don't have any prayer card? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that Jesus Christ can make you well? What do you think about it? You sit next to her. Do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't? You want to get well, too? Wouldn't you like to go eat again like you used to? Have the stomach trouble over? You believe Jesus heals you now? Stand up if you believe Jesus Christ heals you. You had an ulcerated stomach, didn't you? It's caused from a nervous condition. You've been nervous for a long time. Especially acids and things, or I mean, creates acid, makes sensitive teeth when you belch your food back up in your mouth. That's truth. Yes, sir. It's a peptic ulcer. It's laying at the bottom of your stomach. It burns sometime after you eat, especially toast with butter on it. Is that right? I'm not reading your mind, but the Holy Ghost is infallible. You're healed now. Go home. Be well. Why are you back over in this direction? Some of you over there without a prayer card, raise up your hand. Somebody without prayer cards. All right. Be reverent. Believe with all your heart. What about up the balcony? Have faith in God. I can't do this within myself. It's only His sovereign grace. Do you believe? I can only say as He shows me, as your faith, I say that to shake your faith. And then see which way He'll lead me. Did you realize if this is not your brother? You're staying in His presence. It's not me that's doing this. It's your faith operating. I can't operate it. It's your faith that's doing it. I have no way of operating it. Just a minute. In this corner. I see a colored man sitting there. Kind of elderly with the glasses on. You have a prayer card, sir? Stand up on your feet a minute. Do you believe me to be God's servant? With all your heart? You're thinking about somebody else, aren't you? If that's right, wave your hand. Not because it's me, your brother. Now, you don't have a prayer card. There wouldn't be no way of you ever getting in line because you ain't got a prayer card. Now, if any of you got prayer cards, don't raise up, see, because you'll have a chance to come in the line. But I see that light just hanging above him. It's never broke to a vision yet. I cannot heal you, brother. I cannot. Only God can do that. But you've got faith. You're believing. And there's something it's caused it, some way. If Almighty God will tell this man what's his trouble, will the rest of you receive your healing? There's a man perfectly standing 10, 15 yards away from me. I never seen him in my life. He's just a man standing there. If Almighty God will reveal what's wrong with that man, every one of you are to walk right out of here a well person. What more can God do? Is that right?
Yes.
Sir, there's nothing wrong with you. You're weak, have a little getting up at night, prostrates and so forth. But that's not what your trouble. Your trouble is concerning your boy. And your boy is in some kind of a state institution. And he has a dual personality. Is that right? Wave your hand if that's right. That's exactly right. How many believe now that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is standing here? Let's stand in all for praise and receive our healing.
Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, you're here the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Satan, you've bluffed these people long enough. Come out of them. I cure thee by the living God, whose presence is here now in the form of a pillar of fire. Leave these people and come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you raise your hands and praise God and receive your healing. Everyone.
How do you do, ladies? I suppose we're strangers to each other. I do not know you. Never seen you in my life. Is that right? We're perfectly strangers. I just want to take hold of your hand just for a moment. Yes, ma'am, mute it. It's not a spiritual condition. It's a physical condition. And what it is a tumor. It's a growth. Now, see, I can pick that up. Let me show you something. Look at my hand. It's just like any man's hand does. Now, I'm going to put my hand on that hand. No difference, is it? Now, let me just put your pocketbook over here on this side. Let me have this hand over here. Put this hand on my hand. No difference, is it? All right, now change again back this way, just to show you what the Holy Spirit... Now put your hand on mine now. Now look at it. Look at my hand here. Swelling? Little bumps running all over. Is that right? Now you move your hand off. Take your hand off. Now put my hand on it. Now it is and isn't. See, look on this one here. See? Not again. Now just place this hand here, your right hand, on my left, and watch what takes place now. Look at my hand. See there? See the swelling, see them little white things running over? Mm-hmm. That shows you got a disease. It's a germ, some other life in you that's not your life. See? It's another life. There's a life in you. Now, let's talk just for a few minutes to see if the Holy Spirit will diagnose where it's at. See if he'll tell me. If he doesn't, I know it's a tumor. I know it, if that's what it is, I can tell the way it pulls. It's a tumor. Is that right? That much? You just answer me. That's right. It's a tumor. All right? Now, maybe now that's one gift work, you see. Now, if the Holy Spirit will grant to me, that I cannot say. But if he will tell me where it is, or where the tumor is. Yes, sir, the tumor's in the breast. Isn't that right? Now he's here. That's right. You live here in Chicago, and your name is Mrs. A. Erickson.
That's right.
And you live at an address I see going in. It's called, it's 1653 Meade Street.
That's
is that true?
Right.
I go home and get well. Jesus Christ, thank you. Have faith. Don't doubt. Have faith in God always. How do you do? Are we strangers, sir? Are you believing there, my brother? Have faith. Let's have your hand a minute, sir. Between you and I stands a light. You have weakness, it's true. But you're here for something else, a greater thing in yours. Just a man of your age should have a little kidney trouble and prostrate, making you nervous at night and getting up and so forth. You have that. But there's something else because it just keeps moving, pulling to me. Isn't that right? You believe God can reveal to me what your troubles? You believe that with all your heart? If he will you accept it, whatever it is, no matter if it's to move away, if it's to get a new home, or it's whatever it is, you believe if your desire is great enough in standing in his presence, if he'll reveal to me what you're... I couldn't heal you, or I couldn't give you what you're after, but God can. You believe that?
Yes.
Now I can only act as his servant. Is that right?
Yes.
It's someone you're here for. It's close to you. It's a son.
Yes.
It's your boy.
Yes.
And that boy has something wrong with his eyes. It's astigmatism, the doctor said. The boy's not with you. He's at home.
Yes.
The boy has some kind of spells. It's epilepsy.
Yes.
And he's just kind of a little bit mental retarded.
Yes.
Isn't that right? You believe you're going to receive what you asked for? All right, then go home and lay your hand on the child and receive him. Believe God. Bow your head just a minute. The woman's got a deaf spirit on her. Certainly, bow your head just a minute. Great Jehovah God, who made the heavens and earth, all things in them is,
I do not know how bad this woman is. Her ears are, but thou art here and can heal her. I pray that you'll grant it. Make thy spirit to come upon her now and make her well. I now ask that this devil that binds her in the form of deafness come out of the woman. I charge thee by the Lord Jesus Christ, leave her. Hear me, can you hear me? Not only that, but you might know now, your hearing's to you. You had a female trouble also, didn't you? It's gone from you. You accept that, do you? And it seems strange about you. You're between you and I is rolling green waters. You've come from some. You've come. You're a missionary, and you come here from. You're from China. You're ministering to yellow people, Chinese, and you're wanting to ask me a question, and you're wanting to ask me whether you should think about going back or not. That's true. Now you believe that you're going to go back normally and be well. Go on your road, rejoice. God be with you. Have faith. Yes, sir. Stomach trouble. Very bad. Seriously. Let me have your hand again. Oh, yeah. Very bad stomach trouble. Only God can save you now. You believe it? How would I know you had stomach trouble but put my hand on yours? That is exactly right, my brother. You believe you're going to get well? Your first name's Alan, isn't it? Your last name's Grubbs, isn't that right? God bless you. You come from Waukegan, Illinois. Go back and eat your supper. Female trouble. You believe you're going to get well? I want to ask you something. When you left the chair back there a few minutes ago, something happened, didn't it? Now go ahead home, rejoice, and go on thanking God, being happy. Ladies, trouble, arthritis, many things wrong. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? I believe it too, my sister. Heavenly Father, I bless this woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. And now may the Holy Ghost go to her. And may the blessing that she has asked for be granted in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road rejoicing. Do you believe? Between you and I comes blood streaming, turning white. Well, the cause of that, you got diabetes. Diabetes is running your blind. You believe you're going home to be cured of diabetes and get your sight? You believe you're standing not in your brother's presence, but his presence? I bless thee, my brother, and drive this thing away from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go happy, rejoicing, believing with all your heart. What if I told you you were healed when you were sitting right there in a chair? Would you believe with all your heart? God bless you, you were. How do you do, sir? You believe me to be... Be reverent, everyone, just a moment. You're here for somebody. It's your wife. There's something wrong in her back. There's spinal trouble. That woman's got arthritis in the back, sitting right there. Right back there with the pink-looking waist on. Yes. But it's not your wife. But you got arthritis in your back, and I could see you standing, your face pulling. So the lady sitting next to you there has arthritis also. And the lady right behind you has arthritis. The lady in the white. Is that right, lady? Stand up, all three of you. Go. God bless you. That's what that demon was pulling at you, see? You're going to find your wife different. Don't have no trouble. And you've got a rectal trouble, haven't you? Go believe in God now and be well, my brother. God bless thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Diabetes is a bad thing, but Jesus Christ is the healer. You believe it? You accept it? And in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. Have faith. The colored lady sitting right back there has a little red dress on. Seems like it's holding over. You got a prayer card, lady? You haven't got a prayer card? The lady right back there has glasses on. You don't have a prayer card? Stand up just a minute if you don't. Do you believe with all your heart? You do with all your heart? Believe Jesus Christ will heal you? You're fixing for an operation. You know that, didn't you? Got a ruptured appendage. Isn't that right? But Jesus Christ will make you well if you believe it. Lay your hand over on that lad, that man sitting in front of you there, because he's suffering with a nervous trouble sitting out there. Brother, Lord Jesus, I condemn the devil that's rebuked in Jesus Christ's name. Leave him. Amen. Amen. Bring the lady. Oh, children of the living God, don't you realize that your Lord Jesus is here? Not your brother, but your Savior. Have faith. We're strangers, lady. That is true. Bow your head just a moment. Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, take away this spirit of deafness from the woman, that she can hear good and plain again. Almighty Father, I rebuke this devil in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Just a moment. I just want to test your hearing. Can you hear me all right now? Can you hear me now? You're hard hearing. I want to ask you something. You believe the service tonight? Now, I can let the woman go on, but something keeps moving me to her. There's something different. Let's see your hand just a minute. No. You believe me to be his servant?
Yeah.
You believe that the secrets of all hearts is disclosed before God, that he knows all about?
I know.
You believe that Jesus Christ is standing here, the one that gave me this suit of clothes and was wearing it tonight? As far as healing, he's already healed you. But he would know what you're, that deep something on you that's making you desire. Yeah. You had something wrong in the stomach. It was a growth. Is that right? It's dead. It's gone from you. I keep seeing a little boy standing by you something. Oh, it's a little boy. You've got a little boy with you. But it's not your boy. It's your little nephew. That's right. He can't, you can't send him to school because he's got bad tonsils. Isn't that right? Go lay that handkerchief on him. You get well.
You.
You believe? Let's receive the Lord Jesus right now. Where are you at? Elected, called, anointed, placed in Christ, sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you now believe? Rise up to your feet then and receive your healing. Every one of you. Oh, God of heaven, I rebuke every demon in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of them in the name of Jesus.
faith in God.
Lord.
I say to you, my dear brother, my sister, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, never fails. He can't fail. What have we to look to tonight? We got a leader tonight. It's the second Joshua. None other but the Lord Jesus himself, the captain of the host of the Lord. He's with his people. He's sharing power. He's bringing evidence into the church and proving he's the healer. He's proven evidence by his people. He gives them the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He comes down and lets his picture be taken with us. He's doing everything that he can do to show you. Not to join the Methodists, the Baptists, or the Pentecostal, or the Branham Tabernacle, but to join Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Everything, no matter what church you go into, that doesn't have nothing to do with it. It's your heart with God, what God looks at. That's right. Believe in him as the supernatural, resurrected Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Is there a sinner here who stand up and say, all right, now I want to join that rank myself by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Stand to your feet. If there's a sinner here that would like to join with the Lord Jesus Christ and be a believer, you stand to your feet. You're asked to do it. May the Lord Jesus, there may not be a sinner in the audience for all I know. That I do not know. But Jesus Christ does know. Lady sitting there with that white shawl on, sitting right down here. God healed you just now of your arthritis. Stand up on your feet. It's gone, hasn't it? That's right, wave your hand. That arthritis pains is gone. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus Christ has healed you. You're well. That lady sitting right back there, female trouble, looking over that man's shoulder. Sitting right back there, just on the other side of the lady with the red coat on, with a got female trouble. You, lady. Yes, stand up on your feet. The lady right there's a little brown-looking Tam on. You've had female trouble, haven't you, lady? You haven't got a prayer card, have you? You haven't got a prayer card? All right, you don't need it. You're going home well. That's right. God bless you. You've been having a drainage from that female trouble. Is that right? It's an abscess, is what it was. Had pains on your side, drainage from it. Isn't that right? Wave your hand if that's right. See? You won't have it no more now. Jesus Christ has healed you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
This lady, I see that angel of God standing over where she's at. It's a big lady. She's got a red-like sweater on. She's been suffering from a nervous trouble. She's sitting there asking to be delivered. Isn't that right, lady? If it is, shake your hand. You're delivered now. You can go home. Jesus Christ has made you well. Jesus Christ is yesterday, is today.
Yes.
Young man, sitting out here, put your hand on that boy's shoulder sitting there next to you. Tell him to go eat his supper. He has stomach trouble. He's been healed now. God bless you, young man. You go home now, and you're going to be well. You love the Lord Jesus, do you? You believe you're healed? You are. Stand up on your feet just a minute. It's a testimony. Now go home. You've been all nervous and shucked up and everything. You're going home to be well. God bless you. Lady said, a fellow right back there has got sinus trouble right back behind you there. You believe the Lord Jesus makes you well? You do, sir? You believe that he makes you well? God bless you. Your faith healed you. Put your hand over on the lady next to you there because she's suffering with a rupture. She wants to get healed too. God bless you, lady. You believe that you're going to get healed too? God bless you. You may have what next to you there has kidney trouble too. You want to get healed, son? Stand up on your feet and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that you're healed? You are. God bless you. It's gone from you. The Joshua, the angel of the Lord, the Lady Israel, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He shared his power in resurrection. You don't need a prayer line. What you need is faith. Do you believe it? If you believe it, stand up on your feet right now and accept your healing and go home well. Every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoice, give Him praise and glory. Thank Him for healing you. If you believe it, wave your hand. Get up, sir. You can't get any better standing there. Everyone, raise and give God praise. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, heal every sick person.
Now, how many out there does not have a prayer card, but you want to be healed? Raise your hand. God be with you. Help you and bless you is my prayer. Now, if you do not have prayer cards, now while they're lining them up, I want to pray for these here in your spot. Thank you, baby. Shall we bow here just a moment? Kind, loving Father, in this box of handkerchiefs going to the needy, the sick, and the afflicted. Mothers, fathers are waiting for them. Brothers, sisters, little babies, sick and needy. Blind, afflicted, crippled. Oh, how they are longing to have these handkerchiefs returned to them. We're so thankful, Father, that we have found grace in their eyes through you, that they believe that we have asked you, they get help. We're not worthy of that, Father. I'm not. I pray, God, that you'll not look at my unworthiness, but will look at those poor sick people that we're trying so hard to bring your Son, Jesus, to them. When these handkerchiefs are placed upon their bodies of the sick, Father, in Jesus' name, thy Son, may the sickness depart, granted, Lord. May they be liberated from these things and be made completely free. Now, you watch the people when they wrote the letters. You're looking at them now. And you'll see them when they're returned. Now, may the angel of God, whose presence is here now, stand with every one of them. And when they're laid upon them, six people, may they recover quickly. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. I would ask you if you would be just as reverent as you possibly can. I trust that you do realize what this is all about. But you just think now, well, I am standing here just a man. God knows. And here's a line of people, 15 or 20, whatever what lined up there, I think it was 15. Maybe one or two of them missing. But there they are, and perhaps two more. Here sits at least 1,500 people, I guess, close to it, sitting here before me. And there was at least 1,000 hands of them went up, but they were needy. And here I have spoke about Jesus Christ tonight, that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I imagine standing here. In an audience of this size, you're bound to have critics sitting around. You're bound to have people who look suspicious, say. You feel it. You can feel it when the Spirit goes to settling, you can feel it. But I'm so thankful it's your way low ebb. Faith is predominating, has been in every meeting we've been in here. That's right. I wouldn't say there was a critic setting present. It may be someone just suspicious to say, well, I'm just wondering. See, if that person only knew what a craft that had and what an influence it had, then you'd say, no, I burden. I believe you. Lord, help thou my unbelief. Now, that's if our Lord Jesus was standing here on a platform tonight, and He was standing right where I'm standing. Now, what could He do? Now, let's not look at it from our own thoughts. Let's look at it from the Bible part. Now, the first thing He said, I can do nothing but accept my Father's children. And what did He, what was He? He was Jehovah's provided sacrifice. Is that right? Do you believe He was Jehovah God? He was God's provided sacrifice. Then when he died there. He was wounded for our transgressions. Is that right? Wounded for our iniquities. Sacking of our peace appoint. When he died, what happened? We will be, we were already. We were healed. Will we be saved? We already were saved. See? You never got saved just 2 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. You got saved 1,900 years ago. You just accepted it 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Your healing's already complete. You just have to accept it. That's what he said, if thou canst believe. Now, here's a lady sitting here with the patient. This lady here, I've never seen her in my life. Put yourself up here now as a Christian in the face of this woman. Put yourself up here as a Christian in the face of the audience. Then you better feel secure that the angel of God is standing near. Right. Now, what if in that line stands privilege? That may be worth testing you, testing the feeling. What if it is? Then perhaps they'll be struck by the platform with the disease that they're pretending to have. What if some critic sitting out there and the disease is passed away and it goes out into the audience? That critic will have the disease. Mm-hmm. How many knows that's true? And how many have seen it so many hundreds of times in our meetings? Mm-hmm. There are many of them in the insane institution and laying afflicted and everything. How about that guy wanted to come in to hypnotize me that night? He's still paralyzed. Mm-hmm. It's been nearly 4 years ago and he's still laying paralyzed. Hypnotized. They go around these army tents and hypnotize people and things. Make them bark like dogs and so forth. But you can't play with God. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Just be ready. Be in prayer now. Just now the Lord bless. All right. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for the glory of God the Father, and for the representation of His Son, Jesus. I now take every spirit in here under my control for God's glory. How do you just come up here, if you will, lady? We're first tonight to be talking to, and it's making it pretty rough the first person. So that way, why sometimes it takes me a little bit of time before it starts to anoint me. I'm just a man. You're aware of that. I'm just a man. But He is the Lord. Now, if He was standing here and you had something that you needed or desired, now, if it's anything that belongs into the atonement, what belongs into the atonement? Anything you have need of. For He fulfilled everything that we lost in Adam. He fulfilled it in His vicarious suffering at Calvary. Therefore, He paid the full price. Now, everything, He said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Now, if He was here and was talking to you, the only thing that He could do now tonight, if you say, well, maybe you say, I have need, I'm about to lose my home, and I'm about to have some money just for my home. Well, He'd tell you, do you believe it? Yes. And He'd tell you, if you believe it, you'll get it. And if you say, well, I have been so mistreated, and my enemies are overwhelming me, or something like that, He'd say, forgive them, and they'll come to you. But what if it was a disease, or maybe something wrong in your life, some immoral act or something? You'd know it. But as far as it was for healing, He could tell you what was wrong with you, but He couldn't heal you because He's already did that. You understand that? That's right. Well, then if he's here, and I believe He is, then He'll surely answer in the same manner one. You believe that, Christian? I just don't be in any hurry. You just be reverent. The woman is really sick. For the dark shadow hangs between me and her. You're ready for an operation, aren't you? That's the tumor. It's under your arm. Serious. Only God can help you. That is the truth, isn't it? Do you believe now that He's here to help you? Let's bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, I lay my hands here for a knife at the wrist. If it failed to find the little place, the last of it, Satan would come up fast like a roaring lion. But you know, right where that is exposed, I get the platform. Almighty, graceful God, spare the life of this woman, will You please, Father? If she knows that she's standing here in the presence of something that knows her, just You, God, hear the prayer of Your servant. It's been said in the Bible, the affectional, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Just look at the man and women and you're praying for her at this time. Oh, God, please, in Jesus' name, spare her life and let her live. And we'll praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go ahead. How do you do, lady? Now it's a little different. The lady there was to be first, just in a few moments, when she realized that it was first to be standing, she could tell the effects it had on her. You can realize it now, that it's not your brother. I'm just a man. I've never seen you in my life. Perhaps you've never seen me. We're just strangers to each other. Isn't that right? If God will help me and will tell me what you're here for, your suffering or whatever it is, if He'll just reveal that to me, will you accept Him as your healer? That's all I could do with the divine gift. Will the rest of you out there say, this woman, this is our first meeting time, is it, ladies? That's true, isn't it? That is true. We know nothing of each other. No contact, no nothing. We're just total strangers. And here we are meeting. Now look, friends. Can you understand what I mean? Now, if something has to be here, some way I have to have of knowing about this woman. If anything is said, I can't do it. I'm just a man. That's just like a healthy woman. It may not even be a health for all I know. But, and again, it may be. I don't know. But if the Holy Spirit will come and just say to her, my first healer, if it's sickness, I couldn't do it. I have no power to do it. No one else does. It has to come from God. Now, you believe that this is His Word, don't you? You believe that He raised from the dead, don't you? You believe that He said the things I did, so will you. He said, I do nothing till the Father shows me. And the very things that He did would be standing here tonight, as far as if it's sickness, the healer. He couldn't. He's already. The only thing He could do would be just some way to get her to believe it. Is that right? How many know that to be true? Just some way to get her to accept what He has done for her. Well, then, if it would be for this woman, wouldn't it be for the rest of you out there also? Just the same? That's all He wants you to do, believe. That's all I'm trying to get you to do, believe. Preacher wants you to believe because he's preaching the Word. By this divine gift which was given sovereignly by God at my birth, all my life it's been that way, perfect every time. But don't you see, it's God trying to get you to believe. I hope you see it, my lovely children. Between me and the woman, I see her moving in a kitchen or something. It's at a table. She can't eat. She's got stomach trouble. That is right. Now, isn't that right what He said? Now, if He's here and us strangers and know what was your trouble, isn't that enough to make you believe? Is that enough to make you all to believe? But now, see, now if I talk to the woman longer, you'd tell me probably something about her young life or something like that. You see, Would you all, not the, if God will, see, if God, I could say he would, but if he would it just doubly encourage you? If it would, just raise your hand. You say, just doubly encourage me. Now, may God grant it. I can't say he will. I just want to talk to you. What was it was wrong with you? What did he say? A stomach trouble. Yes, ma'am. A stomach trouble. Well, then, if he healed your stomach of the disease in your stomach, he is wonderful, isn't he? He's lovely. And do you love him?
Yes.
He's just wonderful, isn't he?
He is.
The lovely Lord Jesus. And we're looking to him now. When the woman at the well stood and talked to Jesus, he said, of course, he said, bring me a drink. She said, well, it's not customary, Jewish. And what are you, the descent? Spanish? Mexican? I thought so. And he said, that's something like this then, isn't it? About the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, lady, you got a brother that's sick. And he's got some kind of spells or a heart attack. He holds his heart and he falls. I thought it was epilepsy, but his heart spells. He falls with the attacks of his heart. You were talking to him and you're persuading him. You're persuading him to be baptized, to become a full Christian. That is the truth. Father God, to the poor little weeping woman standing there knowing that the Lord Jesus, who we speak of, is present now. Our refuge, our strength, our present help in a time of trouble. God, be merciful and grant to her the desire of her heart. Whatever those things were, Lord, it's not correct. Correct them, Father. As your humble servant and your spirit that's on me now with anointing, I lay these hands upon her and ask the Father God, through Jesus Christ, to grant to her the desire of her heart. Amen. My sister, you just have to receive what you've asked for, don't you? You see, you caught a hold of the line now? Just follow it home. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. I see something moving up and down like this over in here. It keeps moving. It's a call of something. It's somebody nursing something. Or it's a doctor. And he's examining a woman. And she, it's this color lady sitting right down here. She's suffering with low blood pressure. Sitting right down there. God bless you. Now you can go home, be well. Follow that line. If you just stand still, it'll take you to the living. Amen. Amen. You believe now the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, His presence is here, the woman is there. The only thing you have is believe. You're not me. I never seen a woman in my life. I don't know anything about her. God knows that. But her faith contacted the spirit. See? And what did it do? Just turned this woman had a blood issue. Turned around in the audience and said, thy faith is saved. That's it. God bless you. Just have faith. Lord bless you, lady. Lord be merciful unto you. It's my sincere prayer. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. We are. And do you believe that the Lord Jesus is just the way I represent him there in the Bible, and he raised from the dead, and the lovely Son of God? You believe it with all your heart. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what is your trouble, then will you accept him as the healer of the trouble? If it is that, will you do it? You will. God bless you, Mother. But you are a mother. You are. Now your life could not be here. I contact your spirit, your life. And you're here for me to pray for you with a high blood pressure. You had high blood pressure. And you got something that I see him looking at your knees. It's the water from under the kneecap. Is that? That's right. Isn't it? Now, if he can reveal that, he can heal you, can he? Sure, yes, ma'am. Certainly, ma'am. Isn't he lovely? To help this poor woman? What's he trying to do? Make her believe. Raise up her faith. Be real reverent, everyone, please. Perhaps you talk just a moment, Mother. If you want me to talk to you a minute? All right, I'll talk to you. All right, I want to ask you something, then. If you believe me to be his servant, now you believe that God can speak to me and tell me what you want, what your other desire is. Ask me what it is right now. Yes, sir? It's for a son or a grandson. It's a grandson. And the boy's real jittery. He's all upset. He's been in a war. He was in Korea. And he got wounded. And he's come home. And he don't have any job. And he's all upset. That's the truth.
Yes.
Go home. He's going to get his work and your needs. God bless you. Believe on the Lord Jesus. All have faith. You still get what you ask for. If you don't have faith, you can't have nothing. For with faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now the ladies are strangers to me. Is that right, lady? Please be as reverent as you can. We'll close in a few minutes. I don't want to bore you with long meetings, but I'm trying to take my time on these people to see if they'll build faith in the audience. Don't move around. Please don't. See? Spirit is setting coming from one place, like this, and just twisting and moving. It just upsets you, see? It just makes me weaken that much quicker. Now, just a moment. Not to you, sister. We be strangers to each other. We don't know one another. Never see each other in life. But do you believe that the Lord Jesus is here to help us? You're here for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And they don't live here. They're from Duluth. And then you have this person has got arthritis and can't get up. And it's something about a soldier. He was a soldier, that's what it was. And he got hurt on a horse, hurt himself. Well, that handkerchief that's in your hand while the Holy Spirit is on you, take that and lay it on you. You believe all things are possible? There was something about a soldier a few minutes ago, and there's a soldier there. Now, I thought it was that still in repeating back, and that's the reason I watched to see where it was at, that it was but it was different. A lady sitting there looking at me right there. You have arthritis, don't you, lady? A lady sitting there, a little round thing around her hat on the end of the row there. You want the Jesus to heal you at that? You believe he will? With all your heart? The lady said, next to you has arthritis too. And your body was something there sticks up in your mouth. Oh, it's dull. Yeah, isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. Put your arms, your hands on one another there. You all lay your hands on each other. Lord Jesus, thou seest these things. And I pray that you'll heal her and make her completely whole, both of them, Father, for your glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. That lady sitting right back there praying, I see a light standing over your body with a bladder trouble, lady. You believe you're sitting in that little brown looking dress on looking at you right here. That's it. You have a bladder trouble, didn't you? I said, didn't you? You don't now. Way back behind you, another lady with a brown coat on has a stomach trouble. She wants to be healed too. You believe, lady? Sitting right on back behind the gentleman there looking at me, right straight back here. Yes, with your hand, that blue green sweater eyes on. No, over here, sister. Right here. No, stand up, lady. You're right here. You're sitting on the end of the row there. That's right, with your hand up there, so the lights are standing. Right there. Stand up and accept it right now while you have the chance to accept it. That's right. God bless you. Head out for your stomach. It's all gone now. Your face healed. God grant it'll come closer, speaking like when you're far back. Little lady sitting right there, you know what? Pointing right across. I thought it was over her. I see it's over her again. But I see something. Lady with her hand up. You put your hand up. Stand up. With that bright red looking hat on. Yes. I thought it was a little lady sitting in front of me, but it's you. Oh, it's gallbladder trouble. That's what it is. Yes. I see it now where he's examining for gallbladder under the ribs there where them pains are. That's right. Go ahead and now. Jesus Christ bless you, my sister. Do you believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. Little lady sitting right down here is suffering with female trouble. Just have faith in God, lady. That's all you have to do. God will grant your healing. That's right. You, yes. Stand up on your feet. Now you can go home and be well. God bless you. This lady here is suffering with female trouble, too. That's what them demons are pulling back and forth. Yes, female trouble. That's right. See, that spirit is moving back and forth. There was somebody out there just then with you with stomach trouble because you had stomach trouble too. That's right. You have an infection, they said in the female glands, the doctor told you. Infection. That's right. See how demons pull into one another, how you can recognize them. Now, here's the thing you need worse than all. You need Jesus as your Savior because you're not a Christian. You're an unbeliever. Not an unbeliever, but you're not a Christian. Will you now accept Him knowing that you're standing in His presence? Will you now accept Him as Savior? God is this wandering child coming home tonight. This affliction laid here to bring her to the foot of the cross. And now, Lord, forgive her of every sin. Heal her of the diseases of her body, that she might be made well. May this blessing come on her, Father, and all sins remitted now. All habits gone. And may she be made completely whole, as I bless her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. your sins forgiven, and I'll go rejoicing and be happy. Believe with all your heart. Now be reverent, please. Sister, look here just a minute. You believe with all your heart? Well, your nervousness is gone now. You can go home. You feel quiet now, don't you? You're here. Jesus has made you well. Mother, would you like to get over that old diabetes so you can really live right again, feel good? Do you believe Jesus is going to heal you? If I lay my hands on him and ask, will he heal you better? Of course, you see this eczema of breaking out, but that, the main thing, the hidden thing, is the diabetes. Lord Jesus, grant the request of our scripture in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Ask it. Go believing with all your heart. You forget what you ask. Come, brother. You believe in the cross that you have hanging on you, the crucifix of the Lord Jesus, hangs exactly where your trouble is. Your stomach. I believe what you want to. Ladies, trouble of weakness, and you have diabetes also. You believe Jesus makes you well? God bless you, then go and may the Lord Jesus bless you. The trouble's in your throat. The asthmatic condition causes you to cough, can't lay down, has to get up asleep. You believe he heals you? Almighty God grants the blessings to this girl in Jesus' name. Believe the city's trouble and his blessing when you set me in the spot with you. Thank you for taking an instrument and thank the Lord made you well.
Oh,
thank you. Go on and over. Heart trouble, nothing's hard for God, is it? Do you feel all kinds of diseases? God bless you this morning. Lord, you're blessing. Being happy. You have the same thing. But just keep moving. God makes you well. And he'll make every person well and you're feeling right now. And you'll believe it. Will you believe it? Stand to your feet just a minute. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. The crisis is on. The battle is on. Raise up your hands and touch the lifeline now.